I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ah, yes. The camp cutdown debates rage on, and the wide receiver position has been in focus all camp long, really way before camp. If you go back to before the draft, heck, you can go back to last offseason, everybody's trying to wonder, well, how could the Saints improve that position? Seth Dunlap with you here until 11 o'clock tonight, and let's bring on into the program Zach Strief, 12-year NFL offensive lineman with the Saints and now voice of the Saints on the Saints Radio Network. Zach, how you doing, buddy?
Seth, I'm doing great, bud. Thanks for having me.
How's your camp going, man? You enjoying kind of – you just got back from L.A. enjoying it? Probably much more than you did when you played, I'm guessing.
It's a lot better than when I played, yes. I get to go to bed whenever I feel like it. There's no grown men coming to see if I'm tucked in at the appropriate time. The only downside is I don't have unlimited access to snacks and Gatorade anymore. I got to do that on my own. But, yeah, it's nice nice just going out to practice. It's been a lot of fun to watch the guys this year.
Did they had a designated guy to come around and check your dorms. Is that true?
There's a couple. Yeah, it's either the security guys or the assistant strength coaches. So, yes, there are guys that come around and check and make sure that you're in bed. It's really more that you're in your room and not out.
Yeah, it sounds like, I don't know, prison watch or something like that, man.
It feels like that a little bit when it's happening to you.
I caught on, Zach, to what Drew Brees said today. And I always listen to these post-practice press conferences, and about 98% of the time they're dull, they're boring, you don't really find out anything. I thought we found out a lot today when Drew Brees gave his huge endorsement to Austin Carr, saying that he loves how Austin's played in camp, he's extremely comfortable with him, went into his route running. Does that mean Austin Carr is squarely now on this roster, man?
I don't know if it means that he's squarely on the roster. I'd like to believe that, being a former Cat just like Austin is. But I certainly think, you know, it's always easy, and you know this, you know, from staying on the sidelines, it's easy to catch the big flashes. You know, it's easy to see a guy that makes a big play down the sideline or some acrobatic grab. Those are easy to see. It's very difficult to see what a guy like Austin Carr can bring to the table, because he's never going to blow your mind with his athleticism or with, you know, his ability to go up and fight a ball away. But Austin Carr is a very savvy player. He always has been. That's how he was in college. He's a former walk-on at Northwestern. Actually wrote the head coach a letter saying, hey, I'd love to come and play for football for you guys. So, you know, it's a pretty crazy story that he's ended up where he is. And he's really survived on that savviness, you know, through college and into the pros. And so the number one thing, listen, let's be honest, the number one thing is having Drew Brees on your side and having that guy have confidence in you. And I think that Austin's had a really good, solid camp. I think he's continued to grow. You know, you've seen him get opportunities consistently with the first group. He just doesn't make a lot of flash plays, but that's not really who he is. But I think that position battle is still raging. I really don't think that it's settled at all. But I do think that Austin Carr is square in the mix and probably more so than we in the media have really given him credit for.
I think you're right. And I think that, like, I called myself out on the radio yesterday, said I've had Austin Carr off this roster an entire camp, and I shouldn't have. There's no way I should have, and I think I've fixed that now. Do you have any idea, Zach, how many receivers they'll keep this year? I think it's usually six, but sometimes that includes a returner. I don't know if we're considering Deontay Harrison that or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the big decision is you know, is there going to be a guy that contributes outside of the receiver group? They're not going to carry six receivers and have them all just be receivers. One of those guys is going to have to be a major contributor on special teams. And, you know, Deontay Harris is really interesting. I don't know that he could have done much better so far in the preseason in games. He's looked the part. He seems to make plays and have a knack. It's even the short returns, you kind of look down and you go, man, that was 12 yards. You know, he just has a knack for returning the football. And if he continues with that throughout the preseason, he's going to be really tough to release, you know. And certainly with Marcus Sherrills having been out and not getting to see him, although Obviously, there's already a lot of film and history on Marcus Sherrills, but it sure would be a lot more exciting to have a guy in his first year that could be that productive on that side. And so, I think, right now, personally, I'd probably put it at five. But I do think that there's a very good opportunity or chance that we would see six. I just think one of those guys is going to have to be a major special teams contributor. And, right now, if you look in that room, that have to be Deonte Harris.
Yeah, I'm with you there. We're talking to Zach Strief at Zach Strief on Twitter, voice of the Saints. Let's go to offensive line. I think that this might be, and look, Zach, please tell me how wrong I am. I want you to if I'm wrong about this. It seems like this position group is the easiest to project. It's also the deepest, I think, on the team. But it seems like Cameron Tom, Nick Easton, because of the contract, maybe not because necessarily of how he's performed, but because of that contract, and then Michael Ola, because he's probably the best guy that you've got playing tackle of the backup reserve. It seems like those three guys are going to be on this roster. Am I wrong there? Is this going to be harder to handicap once we get close to cutdown? That I'm giving it credit for?
Well, I'll tell you this. So I still think Will Clapp has had a good, solid camp. And I said early on he had a great offseason. And really what you would, suspect, listen, they brought Nick Easton in to play center. He has played guard, obviously, more since Eric McCoy has taken over. But I think he's a better center. I think he played better at center this year. And so you might see them want to go and grab another guard. Now, I think Cam's had a good camp, too. And like you said, it's one of the problems is it's a deep group. There's a lot of guys in there that I think can play in the National Football League. So I don't know that that's really nailed down yet. And I also don't think that the Saints are above saying, you know what, this guy isn't one of our seven or eight best, and we're not gonna keep him, because I think Nick Easton has more to prove. He is coming off a year where he didn't play, and that can be very difficult for guys to – kind of get back in the swing of things. He's certainly shown that he has the ability to do it before, but I don't know how secure that room is yet. I think you're right with Michael Ola. I think he's been the best of the group at that tackle spot, and I think that's still a battle that is continuing, and that's been my concern since early in camp, is kind of who's going to fill that, kind of not necessarily even swing tackle role, because I don't think that guy's on the roster, but at least somebody that can step in and play right tackle for you if Ryan goes down, and I think having the versatility at that point then to play guard as well is really beneficial for Michael Ola in case he would end up sliding into left guard and letting Andrew Pete slide out.
When you're watching those guys on the offensive line maul now that the pads are on and you've seen game situations with a lot of them, are you impressed by the talent in that group? They have a chance to be not one of, maybe the best offensive line in the league?
Yeah, talent-wise, that group is phenomenal. I will say this, and hope my guys don't get mad at me. I think they can play a lot better than what they've played. I have not been overly impressed with really either one of the games for those guys. And I only say that because I know what they're capable of, and I don't think that they've shown that yet. Now, the preseason, I understand, because I went through it. It's a hard time mentally for you as a player to really perform at your absolute best, because you have this thought in the back of your head, I have to be ready for the season. And there's kind of it's just an inherent fear of, man, I can't do what I normally do because I don't want to have anything go wrong. I just want to get out of this game healthy. I take it all with a grain of salt in the preseason, but if you want to ask me about talent, yeah, that is as talented a group as there is. And again, I think Ryan Ramczyk and Teron Armstead are unquestionably the best tackle duo in football.
How have you reacted to this Teddy versus Taysom debate that has broken out and raged on social media the last couple of days, man?
Well, I think, listen, the Saints are in a really good position in the quarterback room. I don't know that any team in football has a better quarterback room than the New Orleans Saints. It's interesting. The discussion in the preseason in general with quarterbacks is always kind of tough. And, I also think that both of those guys would kind of acknowledge, I don't think Teddy played very well. I don't think Teddy felt like he played very well. I also don't think he got a ton of help. Taysom played very well. I was so proud of Taysom. He looked so comfortable throwing the football, obviously made good decisions on the ground. He's incredibly talented running the football as well. But he was also playing at the end of a game in which most defensive starters didn't play. You're getting third and fourth string guys, whereas Teddy was playing with more of the defensive guys on the field. But I implore people to take preseason games a little bit maybe less serious. It's or not serious, but you can't tell the whole story out of a preseason game. You just can't. This team has never been one to prepare for preseason games. We spent a minimal amount of time on them. Sending a quarterback out on the field with one night of game prep is really putting them behind the eight ball. And a guy like Taysom that can run around with the football really gives him an advantage. So I think Teddy's had a very good training camp. I think he's been incredibly accurate. He's made good decisions. You know, there's things that Teddy needs to improve on, but I'm just psyched that we have both of them in the building because, quite honestly, you love having both of them.
Zach Strief with us. Zach, camp breaks tomorrow. A lot of fans have asked me, well, what does that mean exactly? Because they're still practicing after that, still preseason game. What happens when camp breaks?
Well, I think the single biggest change is that they eliminate night meetings. So as a player, you know, they've been in the hotel every night, right? And so, you know, short of the days off, you know, you go back to the hotel, you practice, you eat dinner, you go back to the hotel, and you start meetings up again around 7:30, and you go till 9:30, 10 o'clock, and, you know, that's your life for about 3.5 weeks is, you know, you're up at 7, you're down at 10 o'clock at night. And once camp breaks, the practice schedule is really the same, but there's no more fans around. You know, like, you know, Seth, there's no more media, you know, throughout practice. But more than anything, the single biggest takeaway is when the day is over, it's usually right around dinner time and you get to drive home and be with your family. So that's really the big change. In terms of the football side of it, those guys are still grinding.
Yeah, and you're still grinding. Zach, we will hear you and Deuce McAllister this Saturday up in New York. First time, what, since 2006, Saints and Jets have played in the preseason. We'll hear Zach and Deuce and Steve Geller on the sidelines this Saturday. Zach, really appreciate the time tonight, man.
I have to say it was a beautiful segue, Seth. I loved it.
All right. Me too. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man. All right,
there he goes. Yes, the beautiful Zach Strief, at Zach Strief on Twitter, voice of your New Orleans Saints. Got a lot of texts to get to. Yes, I've seen them all. I'm not ignoring them. Just wanted to talk to Zach there. We'll answer some of those texts, plus your phone calls when we come back. And the lines, well, they're wide open right now. Love to hear from you. Let's talk some Saints football. 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870, and our text line is 870-870. The last lap, we're running on right here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.